This has to be one of the funniest posts I've seen on the internet in a while. So sorry if you're offended, but I'm laughing. I really hope they make George Floyd sand gay. You're going to get your wish, BK's gesture. Ubisoft will not let you down with their wokeness. They are all in on pushing Assassin's Creed into the toilet with what they're doing right now. And it gets even crazier now. If you thought the Black Samurai was the craziest thing you're going to see, and a strong female lead ninja to really round things out, don't worry. It gets way, way worse. And we're going to get into Ubisoft confirming that Yasuke now is going to be an LGBTQ icon. That's right. Amongst other things, the woke are complaining on the internet about a alleged, quote, white person in Assassin's Creed's Origins as well. The ride never ends, my friends, and that's why we're going to have fun with it as best we can. All right, my name is John Delarose. Welcome to the channel. If you're new, please join my newsletter. This is where I keep in touch with you. I'm a science fiction author and comic creator, and I give away a bunch of books for free just for signing up. So you can check these out, and of course, I hope you get involved with some of my series here, which are a lot of fun, non-woke, and something that you'll enjoy. And of course, you get a weekly update post with my blog posts and things like that, and I'm going to be writing about more of these topics on my website very soon, and appreciate you guys for being there. Okay, let's get into George Floyd sand. Wow, shoot, phrasing. That's going to actually be clipped by somebody. But here it is. Ubisoft appears to confirm Assassin's Creed Shadows protagonists Yasuke and Noe are LGBTQ+. Oh, how exciting. This is exactly what gamers wanted. They wanted a feudal Japan with a strong female lead, black samurai, and some gay stuff. That's exactly it. Oh, gosh, it gets crazy. The developers appear to confirm that their protagonists are LGBTQ+ characters. In a blog post on the company's website, here we go, May 15th, the company declared Naoi and Yasuke's disparate personalities also lead them to have different relationships and rapports with other characters. They don't always feel the same way about people, nor do they people feel the same way about them. And in that context, different, they discussed romance options. Romantically, they will attract and be attracted to different types of people. How exciting. You know, through the pair, the players will get to play and experience a multitude of relationships. So yes, like you always wanted, you're going to be able to take your black samurai and have him take it from the shogun himself. Oh, gosh. Absolutely degenerate. And this is where they're going with everything these days. This is what happens when you let these companies influence you. Well, Ubisoft's probably influencing themselves, in all honesty. But we've seen this with the whole Sweet Baby Ink Detected, with the black girl gamers, that they insert this kind of crap into things intentionally. They go through and they look at these developer storylines and they say, how can we make this more woke? Well, you better allow romantic options for the transgenders, right? Well, of course, that's very important to the gameplay of Assassin's Creed. That's literally just going and slitting people's throats in stealth. Oh, geez. Oh, well, I guess they're going to do some other things in stealth now, and that's what it is. The revolution comes amid Ubisoft contracting Dartmouth Associate Professor Sachi Schmidt-Hori, who is an LGBTQ activist, with her biography on Dartmouth's website saying, I'm interested in investigating how gender, sexuality, corporeality, and power are represented and negotiated in pre-17th century Japanese narratives and illustrations. So this is all, here it is, Tales of Idolized Boys, Male-male love in medieval Japanese narratives is exactly what they're trying to push now on you and your video games. They can't just leave you alone to play your video games anymore. Gross. These tales challenge a host of normative and moral standards, which they're doing in the games, internalized such as ideas of sexual orientation, transgenerational sex. Oh, that's pretty pedophilic right there. And sexual agency. Sick. These people are sick. That's what they are. My current project is on literary representations of milk kinships. What the hell? In pre-17th Japanese tales, including Tale of Ochi Kubo, Tale of Genji, and Tales of Heike. Oh my gosh. This is really, really sick. Who's manipulating this game right here? Absolutely crazy stuff. And this is confirmed on the website. You're going to now have this option on here. But you know, they're basically saying on the woke end that things are great thing. And here it is. Let me explain why Yasuke is an LGBTQ icon. Get ready for this, Assassin's Creed fans. This is crazy by itself, too. So this thread, of course, one Japanese person has kindly explained that Yasuke was indeed a historical folk figure in the Sengoku era. Okay, who is not a samurai. Let's just remember that. This scholar, yeah, she looks like a scholar, all right, with those tats all over. Look, tats on her neck. Okay. is this a joke account? This scholar brought to light the position that Yasuke held was Kosho. Kosho is part of the class, which includes samurai, officials, and nobles, but was not a samurai. Okay, just checking. According to this page, he serves as lord in many ways, including holding a sword and spying. There are numerous examples of yaoi, oh boy, boys love manga that depict relationships between Kosho and their masters. This is quite the stretch. I get this is how they're going to get there. Everybody's gay, including you. You better be, bigot. Since we have historic evidence he was being a Kosho and Japanese DEI professionals. DEI professionals. Look at that. Backing up, he was indeed a Kosho. I look forward to Ubisoft maintaining historical accuracy and representation by making Yasuke into an LGBTQ icon. These people are absolutely, completely insane every single time. And it cuts one way, but not another. So they're out there, the woke who are defending this right here, are going at Assassin's Creed Origins over also. And they say, where was you when they had a white man in Egypt? You're upset a black man is in Japan, but not a white man in Africa. Feels like selective outrage. If you feel this strongly about this game, start talking about the past. Games had DEI for white people. And of course, this is Assassin's Creed Origins. That's quite the white person from what I see. And again, this is just another historically accurate deal for the time period. This is a Egyptian, basically. Egyptians are not all black and never were. That's something that's a conspiracy theory. You'll have to get into the whole Kemet thing elsewhere, but you can look up Kemet look up Mr. Medeker's Black History Month if you really want to delve deep into some pretty woke history. That's some funny stuff on the internet if you remember that. But this is absolutely crazy. They're trying to make this into something that's an equivalent of what they're doing with the Japanese cultural appropriation, which is very real. It's very much blackwashing, and now it's gay washing. Absolutely crazy what they're doing. All right, leave a comment down below with what you think about this. Hit the like and subscribe button. Make sure to go to my newsletter in the description below and sign up. We'll be back soon.